Hello and welcome to the second video of part 3, Navigation Layout and Views. In this second video, we'll show how to add an app bar for navigation and we'll design a fluid layout for our photo page that works well in landscape, snapped, or portrait views. Step 2 continued. Add controls and content to a page. In our Hello World project, let's find mainpage.xaml and go ahead and double click that to open it. Double click the design to hide that, and let's just resize this just a little larger so we can get a better look. Let's choose 66%. And the last thing I want to do here is dock the document outline on this side, and we'll click this to pin it. In the document outline, click the page root element at the top, the page root element. And next, let's switch to the properties window down here. You'll see we have page root selected and it's of type layout aware page. And I'm going to clear the property search, and I'm going to expand common, and we're going to look for the top app bar property. And click new. And if we jump back to our document outline, we'll see that a top app bar has now been added that we can expand, and we can select that app bar. Now what we're going to do is take our go to photo page button and put it on our app bar. To do that, we'll expand our grid. And inside our stack panel, we see our photo page button, and I'm just going to drag that on top of the app bar to add it on. And now we see the photo page button is inside the app bar, and you can see it visually here as well. Now what we're going to do is, with our button selected, let's go back to our properties window and the photo page button, and we want to change the layout and set the horizontal alignment property to right instead of left. So if I just start typing horizontal, I see the horizontal alignment, and I'm going to set this to right. Now you probably can't see this, so let's go ahead and just zoom here, and at the end of our page on mainpage.xaml, our button is now horizontally aligned to the right. Let's quickly test our app by clicking F5. And what I'm going to do is just right click, or if we have a touch device, we can just sweep from the top. We see the go to photo button representing our app bar. We can click that and jump back to our page. And I'm just going to hit Alt-Tab to switch back and stop Visual Studio. I'm just going to minimize our magnifier. And next we're going to style the app bar button. In Solution Explorer, expand the Common folder under here, Common folder. And we're going to be looking for our standardstyles.xaml. Go ahead and double click that. What I'll do is just minimize the output window so we have as much space for XAML as possible. Zoom in to 140% here. And we'll hide our document outline window. And now what I want to do is hit Control F to open the Find window. And we're going to look for a specific style named Pictures App Bar Button Style. Now what you see here is a commented out style representing the picture app bar button style. As you can see here, many common app bar button styles are included in standardstyles.xaml resource dictionary. And since this is commented out, I just need to copy and paste this outside of comments so that our style is now available for us to use in our application. Let's go ahead and just save and close. And in our main page XAML, what we're going to do is select the photo page button and change the style. And with that button selected, let's go to our properties window. And I'm going to clear our search. And under here, we see a property for content, and that's what's on the button. What we want to do is click the property marker and select reset. And this will just clear the value that was in content before. Next, we're going to search for the style property. And under the style, we're going to apply a style. Click the property marker. Under local resource, you'll notice a style named Pictures App Bar Button Style. And go ahead and click it to set that as the style. Now that we've set the style, we see the visual design has changed in the designer. Let's go ahead and just test this out by running our app and right-click on the design surface. And you'll notice we're now using that built-in style from standardstyles.xaml. Let's switch back to Visual Studio and click Stop. Now let's switch to photopage.xaml double-click the file, and make sure that we're in the design view. And what we're going to do is, let's see our toolbox. We're going to add a grid. And this grid is going to contain three rows. The first two rows are fixed height, and the last row fills the remaining available space. So let's start by selecting the grid control. Make sure grid is selected. And click and drag with your mouse to about the center of our page, and let the mouse go. Now what you see is that grid is selected by default in Visual Studio, and you can see that by the blue here. Now in our Properties window, what we're going to do is select the name of our grid and go ahead and call it Content Grid. Click Enter. And you'll notice when Visual Studio adds this control, it adds a number of different properties like width, height, horizontal or vertical alignment, and margin. What we want to do is just go ahead and reset those properties. And we're going to do this in the Property window, but we could just as easily change the same one and simply delete these values. Let's go ahead and just start with the width of 100, and let's reset that value, which is just zero it out. Same thing with height. Click on the property marker and select reset. The height goes to auto. Horizontal alignment. Reset. And vertical alignment. Click the property marker and click reset. So we've set the properties and resetted the properties for width, height, horizontal alignment, and vertical alignment. And if we zoom out here, we need to make a couple more changes, and that's to remove the margin. And what we want to have in the layout is a left margin of 120 and a bottom margin of 120. So let's go back to our property window, and we're going to say margin property. You'll see that big number, 650. We'll set that to 120, and then the bottom margin of 120. And let's just zoom out so we can see what this looks like. You'll notice we still have a top margin. Let's go ahead and delete that as well. We'll hit enter here, which will default the value to zero. And next what we want to show you is some of the designer tools. Now what we want to do is have three rows. And the way we're going to do that is use Visual Studio's designer. So notice here, once I put my arrow on this side, this orange tab came out, and what this allows me to do is, and I see the cursor has changed to a plus mark, the second I click, it's actually going to create a row within this grid. And the orange line representing where the grid line will be, so I'll go ahead and click that, and we'll add one more. It doesn't really matter where, I'll just click it again. So now we should have a three-row grid. And what you'll notice is as we move our cursor, we get this little flyout here. And this flyout is going to determine the size of our row. So clicking on this flyout will show us the ability to do star, pixel, and auto. For our first row, we're going to want pixel size. And to make this a little easier to view, I'm going to just go ahead and just move our design surface so we can see the actual numbers. We'll zoom back in. So here what we see is that it's currently set to 132. What we want to do is set this height property to 50. Now when we mouse over, we see that this first row is set to 50 pixels. Now we're going to do the same thing for the second row. We're going to click here and make it pixel based. And you see it currently has a value of 219. Instead, we're going to set the height to 70. So we've set this height of 70, this height of 50. And now you'll notice that this is based on star. And what star is basically saying is it's going to use any remaining space for that last row. And now that we've done that, let's actually see the XAML that was produced to do that. And I'll increase our zoom size here to 140%. We see I have our content grid with three row definitions, fixed height of 50, 70, and this will default to star. Next, we're going to add some controls to the photo page. So jump back to the designer and take us out of full screen mode, and let's make sure that we can actually see our document outline, and we'll pin this. What we're going to do is just select the content grid in document outline, make sure that's selected, and what we'll do is just drag and drop a button into the first row. And with our button selected, let's jump back to our property window, and we're going to reset some of the properties here, like the horizontal alignment. Click on the property marker, click reset. Same thing with vertical, property marker, and select reset, as well as any margin values that happen to be in here. Property marker, and click reset to zero those out. And for the content, let's search for the content property. Let's set the button's content property to get photo. Next, what we want to do is jump back into our toolbox, and now we're going to use a text block control. That's text block, not text box, and drag that into the second row. And let's go to the properties window with our text block selected, and let's zero out the same properties, including horizontal alignment, reset, vertical alignment, reset, and our margin. Click on it and select reset. Now let's find the style property. And what we want to do is select a local resource. There's a number of different styles that we can choose from. We want the page, subheader, text style. Let's zoom out. We'll see that this text has now gotten a little larger, and we can see that the style applied to it. Now let's switch back in document outline with our content grid selected, and up here select the stack panel control and add it to that third row. Now let's go to properties for our stack panel, and we're going to do a lot of the same things that we did before, like by resetting the horizontal alignment, the vertical alignment, click reset, the width, the height, click reset again, and the margin. Click the property marker and reset. Now let's set the orientation here from vertical to horizontal. And let's give our stack panel a name, and we'll call this image panel, and hit enter. Now the next thing we're going to do is drag a border control into that stack panel. We have our stack panel named image panel selected. So let's go into the toolbox, and we'll go and select a border control and just drag it on. Next, what we're going to do is go back to our properties window, and we're going to change properties for that border control. Under the brush category, we see options to be able to set the background or the border brush. Let's set the background brush. And we can do that by selecting a solid color brush. Right now there is no brush. Select a solid color brush. And you see we have different options as a color picker, setting RGB values, or setting hexadecimal values. What we'll do is set a hex value. And here, what we're going to do is add a particular hex value of 80, 80, 80. And hit enter. And you'll see that's our color. We see our color highlighted here. Now what we want to do is set the same thing for the border brush. So select the border brush. Make sure you have a solid color brush selected. And now let's add that same 80, 80, 80. And hit enter, and there we see our colors. And if we scroll up, we see both the background and border brush color set. Now that we have our border, what we want to do is add an image here inside of it. So in the toolbox, select the image control and drag it directly into that border. And we can make sure that we've done it correctly if in the document outline, we see the border has a child that is that image. So let's set some of the properties for our image. Under properties, let's call this display image. And let's set the source property. And you'll see this is the list of images that we have in our current project. Let's select logo.png. And you'll notice that's the logo that's built into assets that came with our app. And we're going to make one more change to the border. So select the border control and go to your properties window. I'm going to search for the width property. Let's click this and let's click reset. And you'll notice this is now sized. Instead of being 100 pixels, it's auto-sizing the width based on the container. And if we say zoom in here, we'll actually see that it's 388 pixels. And this number may be different based on the resolution you're using for your PC. Our next step, we're going to add the image info. With our image panel selected here, we're going to add a text block control directly into the panel, directly to the right of our image. Now, since we've added this to a stack panel, we don't have to reset any of the properties like the margin and vertical alignment and so on. So let's set this first one's property of text. Let's scroll up. And we're going to set this to file name. We're going to drag 5 more text blocks onto our file. There should be a total of 6. So there's 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And what we're going to do is display values for each every other one. And we've set the text property for the first one to file name. Let's skip one. This will actually display the file name. The next one, we're going to set to path. So jump back into the properties window and replace text block with path. And this one will display the actual value for the path. And now for this label, this is our 5th text block. Switch back to the property window. We're going to set the text to date created. Now we still need to fix the layout and format of these text blocks, and that's what we're going to do next. Now in the document outline, click the first text block, and then hold down your shift key and click the last one, and then it'll shift click, meaning it selects every text block there. Now right click and select group into. In the group into menu, right click group into, and we're going to group all of these text blocks into a stack panel. So what's happened here is now we have a stack panel that has all of our text blocks in it. So select your stack panel, go to the properties window, and within here we're going to set this to orientation of vertical, and we're also going to change the margin value. So we're not right on top of the image that we're going to be showing. And click enter. Now let's zoom this in so we can see this a little better. And we see that we have labels for every other one. And we're going to apply different styles to this text for those labels and the actual values. So to do that, select every other text block, which should be the first, the third, and the fifth. And to multi-select, I'm using the control click. So for each one, control click and control clicking again toggles and untoggles as well. So now if we're in the properties window, what we can do is actually change the properties for all three of those text blocks. And what we're going to do is set the style property under miscellaneous style. Select the property marker, and under local resource, select caption text style. Caption text style. So we're setting the style for those three. And now let's go back to our document outline. And let's select the second, the fourth, and the sixth. These are the ones that should say text block. And in our property window, we'll be changing the style as well. So click the property marker, local resource, and select item text style. Now before we leave here, let's just set the margin values for these. And we're going to set a left margin of 10 and a bottom margin of 30. And hit enter. And we'll zoom out and we see we have a file name, then the actual values. Now we've been using the properties window, but if we jump into the XAML and see this in full screen, we'll see our stack panel and all the properties that we've set, including the margin styles, the static resource to each of the individual item styles that we're setting. All right, let's go ahead and just click F5 so we can see this in action. Remember to right click, choose our pictures button, and now we see a nice UI for our file name. Before we plug in values for the data, we're going to adapt the page layout to different orientations and views. Step 3, adapt the page layout to different orientations and views. So in our Hello World project, select photopage.xaml and double click it, and make sure that you're open in the designer. And what we're going to do is in the device tab, go ahead and click this. And from the device window, we can select from a number of different views to see what our application is going to look like when it's, for example, in portrait versus snapped versus filled. Let's click on filled, and we'll see our application, and there's assuming an app is snapped here, and our application's here, and it looks fine. Now look what happens when we change to our snapped view. We see our images cut off, and we can't see any of the metadata about our image as well. We're going to need to make some adjustments for this to work. And now let's click on the portrait button. And this view is a bit too narrow. We're going to need to make some adjustments similar to the ones we're going to make for our snapped view. So let's go back to our snapped view. We're clicking the snapped button in the device window. And what we're going to do is click this checkbox named Enable State Recording. And notice what happened in Visual Studio at the very top of our page. We see that snapped state recording is on. And what this means is that when we make changes to our layout, they are applied only to the current visual state, and the changes are made in the Visual State Manager section of the XAML. So let's go to our document outline, expand our grid, and make sure that we have the content grid selected. With this selected, we're going to change some of the properties. So let's go to our properties window here, and we're going to change some of the margins. We'll set the left margin to 20 and the bottom margin to 20. And click enter. Now let's expand the content grid here, and we should see our image panel, stack panel. So go ahead and select that, and we're going to make some changes back in our property window for the stack panel. So let's zoom in here, and what we'll do is change the orientation from horizontal to vertical. And notice what that did to our page. It automatically did some resizing, and now we can even see some of these controls to display information like file name, path, and so on. This is an example of a fluid layout. The border and image resize automatically, and the stack panel is letting all its child elements stretch in the direction that it's oriented, which in this case is vertical. And it constrains them in the opposing orientation, which is horizontal. Instead of setting the image to a fixed width and height, we're letting the layout panel arrange the size of its child elements. Now that we can see everything in snapped view, what we're going to do is change portrait view. So to do that, let's go back up to our device, and let's make sure we're selecting portrait. By default, Visual Studio will turn off Enable State Recording when you switch views, so we need to make sure to enable it again so we can make changes to our view. So with our full screen portrait state recording on, in our document outline, let's make sure the image panel is selected, and we'll switch to our properties window, and again, we'll change the orientation from horizontal to vertical. Similarly, we're going to change the margin property. And this time we'll set the right to 20 and hit enter. And to get a better look at our text, we'll just set this to 33%. And you'll see that we're able to see the image and all the text values as well. Now switch back to landscape view. And let's switch to the XAML view. And we'll just zoom in here 140% and full screen this. And what we can see here is all the state recording that we did actually changed the values within here. So here we see a change to the margin. Here we see a change to the orientation from horizontal to vertical. And if we zoom, we see the target name, which is what this storyboard applies to, and that being the image panel and the content grid. The nice thing is, rather than us having to manually change these values, Visual Studio did it for us, and we did it in a visual way. Congratulations, you're done with the second video in part 3, Navigation, Layout, and Views. You learned how to add an app bar and how to design a fluid layout for our photo page that works well in landscape, snapped, or portrait views. Thank you.